I don't believe I remember that one.
What would you call a male goat?
Male goats are Billy.
And someone nicknamed Billy, his full name would probably be
Billy Goat.
And the first book in the New Testament, in the Bible.
Genesis.
Or the New Testament.
Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
And someone nicknamed Bill, his full name would be
Bill.
Or Will, that's
your name. Or Willie, William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you might call him
Uncle Willie.
And President Kennedy's first name was
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you might call him
Uncle John.
And the highest rank in the army.
The colonel.
Or higher than that.
Okay. It's the general.
And person of in charge of a ship is a
in charge of a ship. Ship.
Ship.
Oh, that's a captain. Captain.
Do you ever hear that word used in other situations, like call the man you work for captain? Or?
No, I haven't. Not the man you ever work for.
And the person who presides over the court is called a
judge.
And someone who goes to school.
Scholar.
Or what else could you call? You could be a college
student.
And a woman, a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a
leading lady.
Okay, or what else?
Actress.
And a woman who works in an office and takes care of the mail and so forth, she's
secretary.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is
America.
And say if you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's about 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight?
Mm-hmm, midnight.
It's not midnight yet, but it
soon will be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's kind of icy outside, you say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Slipped and fell?
Or slipped and I like...
Like to fall.
And someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. Say, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute.
And if you know you're on the right road, say of Shreveport, but you're not sure of the distance, you might stop and ask someone how. You want to know the distance.
Mm-hmm.
You'd ask someone how.
How will I get to Shreveport?
Or you know what? How to get there.
Oh yeah, but you want to ask them, what is the distance to Shreveport?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone says I'm not going to do that, and you agree with them, you say, well, I'm not going to, what?
Change my mind?
Or say if I ask you, which, I offer you two things, and I ask you which one do you want, and you don't care, you say, oh, just give me
either.
And if you wanted to know how regularly I went to town, you might ask me how. And you'd say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed it.
And you'd say, I'm glad I carry my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started to rain.
And you'd say, you'd throw a ball and ask somebody to
to catch it.
Okay, and I threw the ball and he...
He caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't...
Caught him.
And so this part of my head is called my...
Forehead.
And this is my...
Head.
And on a man's hair here would be a...
Beard.
And this is my...
Here. Ear.
Which one?
Ear.
Huh?
That's your ear?
Yeah, which one?
The left ear.
And the other one is the...
Right ear.
And this...
Is your mouth.
And this whole thing...
Is your chin.
Or the...
Oh, it's a, your throat.
Okay. And the whole thing is your...
Head.
And you put a... A man puts a tie around his...
Neck.
And these are the...
Mustache.
Or...
What's that? Right on here?
Yeah, in your mouth.
Oh, his teeth.
And just one. Just one.
Two.